1 and the 2 and the 3.
Potato. I'm a potato. I'm not a carrot, an olive, some broccoli or a tomato. I'm a potato. I can't do jumping jacks. I can't climb up a tree or sail the sea or even put sticks into little stones.
It's Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. Coming up on the program today, which U-tard is on Pornhub shoving vegetables in her hairy twat? Plus, a man in blackface gets cornered by the cops, burning down your house because you're old, and how much pee are you swimming in? All this plus your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson. Tim Henson reeks of anus. Lick my stink box.
Hey guys, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. As always, I've got plenty of disturbing audio, video, and news stories to share with you today. Let's not waste any time. Although, let me say this. I had no idea there were so many awful potato-related songs. What a subject to sing about. I mean, the most famous is probably Hot Potato. Who originally sung that? The Wiggles?
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
Well, this is the most well-known hot potato song.
Potato, potato.
Do the mashed potato? That's a song?
Potato, potato.
I mean, you don't hear a lot of songs about broccoli or pork chops, but for some reason, there's a lot of potato songs. My name is Potato! 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 And then that song we played at the very beginning of today's show, where it's just like a depressed child.
I'm a potato.
Why, God? Why am I a fucking potato? Someone explain it to me! Like, he's having some sort of existential crisis. I would, too, if I found out I was a potato. You know, I was thinking, why didn't I insert clips of retarded people speaking? That would go quite nicely with the I Am a Potato song. Let's move away from potatoes. I've got a lot of stuff to share with you. First up, let's play a short game. Which U-tard is this? What does that sound like? Typically, we don't hear her moaning.
Fucking horny.
Well, hold on here. What was that? Yes, it's our very own Rain Florence, Mother of the Year, / Big Ol' Whore. Yes, what you are hearing is Rain Florence fingering herself. And she is showing off her big ol' hairy bush. Thank you so much to DV listener Mike for finding this. Obviously, she's not on YouTube. Finger blasting her snatch hatch? She's on a website called motherless.com, full of pornography. I guess I should give even more of a disclaimer. There's lots of really disgusting things on motherless.com. Not all of it is Rain Florence, of course. But she has like 15 or 16 videos on there, I think. One of them is her actually waxing her pussy, which is appreciated. Real quick, for those of you who don't remember Rain Florence, I've featured her many times. She's got the child who's like 8 years old and is still breastfeeding on her. She's a huge advocate of late breastfeeding. Also, she lives down there in Ecuador. She got divorced from her husband, just had sex with an uncut dick. played audio of that recently. Here is Rain getting a waxing. Actually, a guy is doing this. And, you know, Rain can't do anything normally. Everything has to be done with all natural solutions. I don't know what this guy is using to wax her pussy. It looks like a piece of silly putty. It's not like hot wax or anything. It's just like this hard, you know when glue gets hard? And it's sort of like a gel, but a hard gel. That's kind of what he's using, and the hair's not coming off easily. Here he's applying.
Let's see, I gotta go from the middle in.
Yeah, middle in. Let's try that.
Okay, it's okay.
He can never rip it off clean, you know, clean, like it's stuck onto her pussy, basically. This globule thing. It's like rubber cement. When rubber cement gets hard, he can't get it. It's like stuck on her pussy. Just hanging there.
It's okay.
And her cunt is all inflamed because, you know, it's ripping the hair out by the roots and it's not doing it in a delicate way and they're not using any heat to soften the area. It looks like whatever he's using is like the hairs are stuck in there. It's like when you get gum in your hair. And she's just writhing in pain.
Are you holding it taut?
Yeah. Hold it taut. That's the issue here.
It's like the.
Oh, she's crying.
I'm sorry. Get this.
Yeah, just a.
What's going on in that area?
It's just the skin's loose. You gotta really hold the skin tight.
The skin is loose. He's ripping out the skin along with the hair. It's all red. Her pussy looks chapped. I thought this might be an older video, and that was like her husband doing the pussy waxing. But this was uploaded on January 28th of this year, so not too long ago. There's also a video of her sucking dick. No good audio there, but I think it's the guy that she talks about in her video, the uncut dude. I know a lot of people, like, on her YouTube channel will leave comments like, I want to see you naked. Can I suck on your tits? Like, they find Rain Florence attractive. I don't. I think she looks like she smells. But if you are into Rain Florence, if you think, you know, she's kind of hot, plenty of videos on Motherless. Here's one of her fingering her asshole. Oh, back when she still had the hairy pussy. Oh, and if you're a fan of Pornhub, Rain Florence is on there. I think most of the videos are on Pornhub as well. Okay. Oh, and she's banging that guy in this. Ooh. Back to the hairy pussy, huh? Not a lot of good audio, so you'll have to search, you know, for this stuff yourself if you want to see Rain Florence having sex. Just thought that was interesting. All right, moving on now. Who in this day and age calls a cab from a cab company to come pick them up? You always go Uber. You save money. The cars are nicer. Chances are they don't smell like curry in there. Curry and ball sweat or whatever the hell stink is going on in those taxi cabs. I've got a clip here of a woman who did hail a taxi and instantly regretted it, although she's kind of a cunt.
Do what? You went the wrong way. Why are you going to the Sunshine Coast?
Well, she's not from around here, obviously, right?
Do what? You went the wrong way. Why are you going to the Sunshine Coast? This is why I catch Uber, because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, instant regret. So he's looking up something on his GPS. Directions, obviously, right? And the girl is filming.
You're trying
this.
To tell me you picked me up and you're a cab driver and you're telling me to get out because you don't know where you're going.
Well, you're being a bitch.
Because I cannot
find. You don't know where you're. I've put it in the GPS, so follow the GPS. What?
But I don't know where I'm going. Like, this guy is just so flabbergasted.
So fucking hard. What's so fucking hard about following the GPS?
Why are you yelling at me? So again, he's not moving.
There's no O in Kamaruka.
Can you hear me?
She's giving him the finger.
Oh my god, it's Kamaruka. Who can't spell Kamaruka? Kameruka.
Well, I wouldn't know that. Where is she at?
Meant to be at my destination 30 minutes ago. But no.
Why can't you just get out yourself and call an Uber? At this point, it seems like it would be faster.
I swear to God, if you get lost again, there's going to be a lot of trouble. So make sure you know where you're going. Swear to fucking God.
I know, yes, mate.
I don't know why she can only record in, like, 3-second increments. It's very annoying. She's a very bad videographer. Because even when she starts the video up, she's like in mid-sentence.
I'm kidding me saying you're so disrespectful. I don't give a fuck, cunt. I don't give a fuck about you or him. I don't give a fuck about no cunt. How would you feel if the cab ride was meant to be 10 minutes but turned into 50 minutes and you still have to pay her?
Why doesn't he just kick her out?
Did you just say you're human? You're a fucking cab driver and you don't know where you're going.
You're not a human. You're barely better than a horse. A horse could find its way to my destination. Get me there faster.
Like, go work in a... Like, oh my God, go work at McDonald's if you fucking don't want to be a cab driver.
Well, it cut out there again, but the next clip, finally she reaches her destination. That obviously has to put her in a better mood, right?
He just said I don't have to fucking pay!
No.
He just said I don't have to fucking pay, cunt! Till someone comes out of this fucking house and fucking kicks your head in, because he said I don't have to fucking pay! Okay. Get the fuck out, let's go! Let's go, cunt, let's...
That's pretty much it. Although things aren't all roses for Uber either. As a matter of fact, the CEO of Uber recently took an Uber and got into a fight with one of the drivers about rates and stuff. The driver was upset because Uber keeps lowering the rates, which means the drivers make less money. And the CEO was like, look, bitch, we got competition now. Here's a little bit of that confrontation.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, you probably saw some email.
I saw the email starts in May. It's all about the rating.
He sounds like a regular cab driver. You really get the full experience with Uber.
But you're raising the standards and you're dropping the prices.
We're not trying to price on black.
But in general, the whole...
There's all sorts of different Ubers, right? There's Uber, Uber Black, Uber Lux.
We have to. We have competitors. Otherwise, you've got a business.
Competitors, man. You had the business model in your hands. You could... the prices you want, but you choose to.
I love that this Uber driver thinks he knows more about business than the fucking CEO. There's a reason why you're a driver.
Why everybody are right.
No, you misunderstand me. We started high end. We didn't go low end because we wanted to. We went low end because we had to, because we'd be happy.
Are you a Lyft? That's a piece of cake right there.
No, it seems like a piece of cake because I've beaten them. But if I didn't do the things I did...
It's a piece of cake to beat your competitors.
Would have been beaten, I promise.
Hi.
Of course, people are always going to go for, like, the lowest, you know, cost for a cab.
We could go higher and more expensive. You get the best.
So here's the thing. We could do Lux in San Francisco. So I have guys working on Lux, which will be 50 to 75% more expensive.
Oh, but people are not trusting you anymore. Do you think people will buy cars anymore? Unless they buy them through Europe, the invoice. Otherwise, nobody want to buy a car. I lost $97,000 because of you. I bankrupt because of you.
If an employer bankrupts you, maybe you should find another job.
I bankrupt because of you.
Look.
Yes. You keep changing every day.
What have I changed about black?
Huh?
What have
you
changed?
The whole business.
What?
You dropped the prices.
On black?
Yes, you did.
Bullshit.
We started with $20.
Bullshit.
We started with $20.
You know what?
How much is the mile now? $2.75?
You know what?
What?
Some people don't like to take responsibility for
I
their
take own responsibility.
Shit. They blame everything
but
in
why
their
are you
life
sending
on somebody
an email
else?
For town car?
Good luck.
Good luck to you too, but I know you don't going to go far.
He storms out of the car. There's got to be a few valid reasons why you wouldn't want to get into a fight with the CEO of the company you work for. I just can't think of them right now. One more short confrontation, and then we'll get into the news. This time, cops stop a man on the street who is in blackface. They had a few questions for him. As you could probably guess, the interaction doesn't go very well.
Yes, sir. Why are you here right now? I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
What I told you back then...
That's the guy in blackface who's demanding the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Why are you here right now? I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
What I told you back there was I was just trying to understand the makeup. That was curious on my part, just to understand.
You know, it's not just blackface. He's also wearing some sort of, like, beanie on his head. And then also some of the brown makeup he's painted on his body in stripes and both vertical and horizontal, like a grid pattern across his body. And he's wearing like a tank top, so you can see a lot of his skin.
And I asked you, and you said, "Walk with me, and
right
we'll
now,
talk."
I'm being stopped.
So
from going to my destination
I walked with you. No,
I'm being accosted by you.
You invited me to walk with you, so I walked up here with you
because I don't trust you.
Look, blackface is a bold fashion choice. You're really putting yourself out there. You have to expect if you walk around in public, people are gonna want to talk to you about it.
Walked up here with you.
Take off your gun and tell me I'm free to go right now.
I walked up here with you because you invited me to walk with you.
I don't trust any of you. Why are you in my circle right now? Tell me I'm free to go. I don't trust you. I'm being accosted for walking down the sidewalk.
In blackface.
I want the truth.
He leaves out the most important part.
Someone dressed like you began.
I'm allowed to break the law.
Oh, now it's getting crazy.
I'm allowed to break the law.
Sovereign citizen?
I have no response to that.
Tell me I'm free to go.
No.
Don't put me in your box where I'm isolated. I want to fucking kill myself in that little jail cell. Tell me I'm free to go.
Sounds like he's had some experience in that little box.
Now.
Are you suicidal, though?
Yes, I'm suicidal. So are you thugs? Are you thugs here to assassinate me? Yes or no?
We don't talk.
Are you trying to assassinate me?
Are
yes
you,
or no?
You want some kind of narcotics or something?
No.
You're not.
Yes or no? Are you trying to assassinate me right now?
Like they did to Martin Luther King Jr. He was a black man, too. I mean, they're obviously going to have to arrest him now,
you
right?
Know?
It's crazy.
I don't give a rat's ass about your shit. I'm in my circle. No.
Yep.
No.
We're
detaining
you.
Whoa.
The cops are grabbing him now.
Oh.
I need a witness! I need a witness!
Hallelujah! Can I get a witness?
I need a witness!
Yeah!
I need a witness!
Amen. But he really does sound like a black man. A black man at church. I need a witness!
I need a witness!
Yes! The power of Jesus is in you!
Are you trying to assassinate me right now, Denton Police, Texas? Yes or no?
They're not. What is that?
Why are you in my circle?
Well, he's obviously crazy, right? He repeats the same things over. They're being assassinated. Circles.
Let's sit him down for now.
I'm currently being assaulted sexually by Denton Police.
Sexually?
I'm currently being sexually assaulted by Denton.
And that's where the video cuts off. All right. That's enough of the insane man in blackface. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yesterday was a very fun Sideshow exclusive episode. Tomorrow we'll do another one. It's a great time to sign up. Become a true and honorable freak today. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. The other thing I wanted to mention, of course, was our sponsor, adamandeve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. In addition to that free item, you're also going to receive 3 free movies on DVD, a mystery gift. Oh, it's not a mystery gift anymore. It's the Power O vibrating ring. That's awesome because it works for her and for him. Couples together. You know, you slip this thing around your dick. It helps you last longer. It vibrates. Makes your dick feel good, and it also pleasures her, right? So that's the Power O vibrating ring you get free. Also, free shipping on your entire order. Keep in mind, Adam and Eve has about 20,000 adult products, from movies to lingerie, costumes, sex toys for him, her, couples, S&M gear, all sorts of stuff. Check it out, adamandeve.com. Make sure to use coupon code FREAK. It's actually a really good deal. 50% off. Where else have you ever seen a deal like that? Half off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK, and you get all those free perks, including the Power O vibrating ring, 3 free movies, and of course, free shipping on your entire order, adamandeve.com. Okay, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you ever taken a dip in a public pool? As you're floating and swimming in there, the thought ever crossed your mind, I wonder how much pee is mixed in with the water. Well, I actually have some hard numbers for you today. A study has determined just how much urine may be in the average public pool. The information comes from a group of researchers in Canada who were looking for a way to detect urine in swimming pools. Turns out there is a solution. An artificial sweetener called, ace sulfame potassium, or ACE. ACE K, as it's known, right? Look at your, a lot of diet drinks will have that, ACE K. Well, that is found in a wide variety of consumer products. The human body doesn't break down ACE K, so it's excreted in urine, but it remains detectable in bodies of water. So, researchers measured that in pool water. Researchers monitored two public pools for 3 weeks for ACE. One pool contained 110,000 gallons of water, while the other held 220,000 gallons. Based on the ACE measurements, researchers estimated that over the three-week period, swimmers released 7.92 gallons of pee into the smaller pool and nearly 20 gallons into the larger pool. 20 gallons of piss! Think of a gallon of milk, like, you know, the container. There's 20 of those in the pool. In addition, the team analyzed 250 samples from 31 other pools and hot tubs and discovered ACE levels were up to 570 times greater than the amount of pee found in tap water. Oh, wait a second. How much pee is found in tap water? Sounds like another horrifying study I don't want to know anything about. Urine contains urea, ammonia, amino acids, and I don't know what that is. These materials can react with disinfectants and cause eye and respiratory irritation. And people, like professional swimmers and pool workers, have reported asthma that's been linked to their long time spent in the pool. Currently, there's no way to test for urine in pools, according to Live Science. Unless, of course, you see a yellow streak emanating from the bathing suit of the person next to you. University of Alberta graduate student Lindsay Blackstock, the lead researcher of the study, suggests increased public education regarding appropriate swimming hygiene practices. Yeah, we have to be told not to piss in the fucking public pool. We're a sick species. We deserve to be wiped out. We recommend that all pool users should rinse off excess personal care products in provided showers before entering the pools. Additionally, we should all be considerate of others and make sure to exit the pool to use the restroom. Yeah, we have to tell adults these fucking things. Because we're all apparently savages! All right. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Ohio. A man charged with taking off a woman's shoe and sucking her toes without permission at a mall has been accused of massaging the feet of other women without their consent as well. Surprise, surprise, we're talking about a black man here.
That's crazy!
Maybe it is, but black men love toes, right? It's just a thing about them. Not a bad thing, not a good thing, it's just a thing. I mean, I guess there are some white... Any white guys into toe sucking, please email me. Call into the voicemail line. If you're black, you don't have to, because it's just assumed that you do like toe sucking. Although, Incognito, if you want to call in with your two cents, that would be great. I guess we could hear from one black man. Joseph Jones of Toledo was in court on Tuesday to face menacing and sexual imposition charges. He told the judge he's being targeted after earlier pleading not guilty to sexual imposition. He said, "I'm actually a good person. I'm a business owner," he said in court. What do you think his business is? Betcha it involves feet. He paints toes. Or maybe he works at a shoe store. Or he's a music producer, which is always the case on the People's Court. If there's ever a black man on the People's Court who says he's a businessman or he owns his own business, it's because he's a music producer. It's always music producing. DJing. Someone you've never heard of and never will. Meanwhile, white people are even dumber on the People's Court. They're always suing because they've given their boyfriend like $10,000 and then he leaves at some point and doesn't pay him back. They're like, "It was a loan." No, it wasn't. You said you gave me this money because you loved me. It's always these sad, weird-looking women trying to buy love. Never works out. Court records show that he was first accused of sucking the toes and kissing the cheek of a store employee at a Toledo mall in December.
Melissa Portala said she told her 18-year-old daughter to contact police after she said Jones asked her to see her shoes and then began sucking on her toes. She froze and didn't know what to do. Jones told her daughter he'd be back, and he did return to the store. Two women who work at the same store then came forward to say that Jones took off their shoes and began massaging their feet. The first time in July, celebrating Independence Day. Another woman said he grabbed her foot. Jones has been banned from the mall. He has another court date in 2 weeks. Oh, it's interesting. When he said he was a good person, I'm a good person. I'm a business owner. He was placed on electronic monitoring and told not to contact the women who asked for protection orders. Now, I don't, the story's kind of poorly written, so I don't know if that was like the first time he got in trouble for toe sucking or this latest time. But at some point, he was wearing a monitoring device to keep him from sucking the toes of women at malls. All right, final story we have for you today. People go crazy when they reach milestone birthdays. 30 is a big one, very depressing. 40, I can't even imagine. I mean, when you hit 30, you know, you think to yourself, oh, yeah, it sucks. I'm getting old. You're probably finding some gray hairs, or in my case, a head full of gray hairs. But after all of the drinking and the depression and the anger, you start to think a little more rationally. You're like, you know what? I'm only 30. I have probably at least more than half my life to live. You know, another 30 years, I'll be 60, and then I'll probably live a couple more years after that, 10, 20 years. I've got plenty of time. I haven't lived half my life yet, right? But then 40 rolls around. And then 40, if you think about it, chances are, like, most people die, what, in their 70s? That's the average lifespan. Chances are you won't make it another 40 years. So you have lived more than half your life. It's, you know, it's all downhill from there. There's still a slight glimmer of hope, though, because people in their 40s, you know, are pretty active. You've seen attractive people in their 40s. Guys can still get ripped, right? I've seen 40-year-olds with six-packs. Women, if, you know, if they're naturally pretty and they don't overdo it with the Botox, they can look normal, too. But 50, that's a bad one. You know, when you're in your 50s, that's when you start getting offered, like, retirement shit. Like, I think you become a member of AARP in your 50s. Then you're officially old. 60s, forget about it. Because 60s is, like, your last decade where you're going to be, like, totally with it. And it's totally downhill from there, right? You start off in your 60s, you know, somewhat healthy. By the end, you're probably on some sort of heart medication or blood thinner or something. And those are the medications you will be taking until the day you die. And they just, they keep adding up, right? And these are medications that are keeping you alive. Otherwise, you would be dead, right? This is what happens in your late 60s, early 70s. Science has to keep you alive because your body can't do it naturally. It's a very depressing thought. Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes when I get worked up or depressed about my demise, I get the hiccups. A man blew up his house on his birthday because he was depressed at turning 50. William Findle filled his flat with gas and set it off with a lighter after spending the day drinking. That is the appropriate reaction to turning 50. The huge explosion ripped the windows out of his living room and showered... Oh, now I can't stop. And showered bricks and debris across the street in Newport, South Wales. Findle escaped with his life, but lost the use of both hands in the blast. So now he's old and, you know, like an invalid. He can't even do old people things like take up, you know, making those ships that go inside bottles. Or doing puzzles. Really, he can't do it. He can't wipe his own ass. It's funny because, like, he's afraid of getting older. Obviously, he's depressed about it. And now he's worse off than, like, a normal 80-year-old. They can at least use their hands, kind of. Findle escaped with his life but lost the use of both hands in the blast, suffered burns up to 58% of his body, and was kept... Oh, God, this fucking hiccuping. And kept in the hospital for 2 months. It caused over £200,000 of damages and also hurt two other people in the building at the time. I'm so sorry. What I really should do is, like, take a 15-minute break until I stop hiccuping, but I'm going to power through like an idiot, who had minor injuries and were discharged from the hospital the same day. Those were the other two people that were burned. Witnesses heard a man shouting, "Get out!
get out
of the property before the explosion. Cardiff Crown Court heard the front of the house on George Street was completely blown apart. And showered the streets in bricks and debris. Flindell admitted arson, being reckless to whether life was endangered, and told police in the hospital, "I'm sorry I've done it. I wanted to kill myself." Oh, this is actually worse than death. You know what I mean? Got no hands, can't do anything. He told police he was drinking on his 50th birthday on April 2nd of last year when he became depressed and plotted the explosion. Once again proving the best ideas come after a long day of drinking alcohol. Sarah Waters, defending, said the blast was drastic and uncharacteristic. She said the effect this had on him physically has been horrendous. Flendel was jailed for 4.5 years for causing the explosion. So now you're a 50-year-old con. Right? You're a criminal behind bars. This is how you're going to spend the first half of your 50s. Then, after you're released, it's not going to get much better because you're going to be living life with those stumps hanging from your shoulders. The judge said you were under the influence of alcohol, but you were not psychotic, and you did this deliberately knowing how dangerous it was. This was still a serious offense of gross recklessness involving an extremely dangerous action for selfish reasons. Flindell of George Street, Newport, was sentenced to 4 years and 6 months in prison. The court heard Flindell would be treated for depression while in prison. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from my freaks. There are many ways to contact me. Of course, show@distortedview.com. That's our email address. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And of course, Twitter and Instagram @distortedview. Now let's check in with the voicemail line here.
Hey, boo, spiraling fucker. And you're listening to the Distorted View Daily with Tim Henson and Dennis from California.
I'm sure you guys listen to other podcasts, and I'm sure some of them have a voicemail segment or a call-in segment. Is this unique to me, where people just call in with no fucking purpose? Like, do they just want to be heard? Do they want me to talk about them? He literally said his name, and you're listening to Distorted View, which everyone knows because they have subscribed to the podcast and are listening. You know what I mean? And he didn't even get the name of the show right. It's not The Distorted View. It's just Distorted View, or The Distorted View Show, or Distorted View Daily. The only thing possibly more annoying is when someone says, "You're watching Distorted View." I mean, it's one thing if, like, it's a celebrity who never listened to the program and, you know, you're trying to get them to record something, you know, like Ron Jeremy said, that you're watching Distorted View. And yes, in the Distorted View world, Ron Jeremy is a celebrity. But, you know, if you're a regular listener to the program, you should know the difference between something that's only in your ears and something you can see with your eyeballs. Morons, all of you.
Tim, hey, man, I thought of you the other day. I was reading Salem's Lot by Stephen King. And there's this part really early in the book where a young 17-year-old mother punches her 10-month-old baby in the face twice, giving it 2 black eyes. So I'll let you know that
good
book
parenting.
Probably has a Tim Henson seal of approval, but I thought of you, buddy, so I just wanted to give you a call and let you know. All right.
Yeah, you know, we played recently on the show one of those vloggers, people who record their entire lives. It's a father who has a bunch of children, and he just constantly picks on, like, the youngest one. Does pranks on him, and the kid is just always getting in trouble and stuff. And I got a couple messages from people saying, this is some of the most depressing shit you've ever played on the show. They really felt bad for this little kid and the monster that is his father, right? So Distorted View is not the only one who has featured this. As a matter of fact, one of you listeners, I think, found the video somewhere and told me about it. But what's interesting is a lot of people are pissed off at this guy. And I think at one point he had over 700,000 subscribers, and now he's down to like 600 and whatever thousand. So it's dropping. People are unsubscribing to him because of how he treats his children. As much as I love the sound of a crying, screaming child, can't condone that.
Good afternoon, Tim. It's your loyal sideshow freak, J fucking D from Rochester. I was just thinking about you, and I wanted to call in and tell you.
Okay.
I work at a golf course, so therefore, I cut grass. That's my job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
Aw, bless your little retarded heart.
And also, I got a, I don't know if it's a bizarre sex term.
Oh, okay.
You call it such. But any distorted view freaks that are goonerbaiters, we should refer to them as jagoonerbaiters.
Oh, very good. All right. All you distorted view masturbators, if you jerk off while listening to the show, you could be known as jagoonerbaiters.
Hey, Timothy. I was just thinking, you know, since you're always complaining about money and everything.
I am not always complaining about money. I very rarely bring it up.
If you would have charged 10 cents for each show and just had every single listener you have pay 10 cents and then they bought the...
Some people just don't want to pay. It is, you know, I could charge them 1 cent and they wouldn't want to pay it. Or, you know,
the episode.
I like having the show free.
And it's theirs. You'd be a $300 million like... podcaster. Like,
oh my God,
the,
you're
if
right.
If you do the math for the last 100 episodes, if you would have charged 10 cents.
I would totally be like those, like, starving African kids. Isn't that, like, their pitch? Like, if you can afford 10 cents a day, you could help feed this starving African. I could be your starving African!
Hey, Timmy Boo, how's it going? This is Rick. I have been a good little apostle for the cause. I've been FCBing.
Yes.
Spreading the distortion.
Very important. Almost as important as giving me money. Spreading the distortion, telling your friends about the podcast, word of mouth, that's how we get new freaks.
But I want to thank you, Tim, from the bottom of my little heart.
Okay.
That anytime I feel depressed about being blind, which isn't very often, but all I have to do is listen to your podcast, and I learned the truly blessed individual I am not having sight.
Right.
You were just talking this episode for Jimmy.
There's a lot of horrible things out there you can witness with your eyes.
And we're ninth about looking at your ass with a mirror.
Yeah.
And I realized that it would be bad enough to see my own ass, right? But the thought of me ever having looked online and getting a glimpse of your nasty shithole is just revolting.
Here's the thing. As a blind person, let me ask you this. Do you like to fuck ass? If so, I feel like having eyesight is important to tell what's going on down there. Like, you can see if there's any shit, you know, happening. I mean, I know your other senses are probably heightened, your sense of smell and stuff, but sometimes it's only smells. You know what I mean? There's nothing there. But if you can see with your eyes that there's a substance on, you know, coating your dick is all slicked up with shit, you would know, whoa, 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 I gotta stop. You have to rely on the other person. This is why I am a huge advocate. If you are blind, don't marry another blind person. You need at least one good pair of eyes in a relationship.
So, it is...
Unless you're hideous, then it makes sense to date a blind person.
It's positive therapy. And,
yeah.
You're actually doing some good in the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
People always ask, you know, if you could either be, if you had to pick one, either be blind or deaf, what would you choose? Most people, I think, would choose deaf, being deaf. However, for me, you know, I make my living talking. I need to be able to, you know, if you're deaf, talk like this, which might be good. You guys might actually prefer that to my normal voice. Oh my God, could you imagine if I was deaf and had a stroke? Don't stop so much. Now it's time to do the countdown. Happy New Year. Yeah, it would be horrible, but it might actually work out better for me and you guys. However, like, I'm super clumsy, and this with eyesight. Like, I can see things just fine, and I'm always stumbling or falling or whatever. I can't imagine if I was blind. There's no way I'd be able to get around. There's no way I could use that stick. By the way, how could you find that stick? You know, I'm always misplacing my keys. If you're blind and you mistake that, like, that cane, that blind cane, how the fuck would you find it? Man, I don't trust these seeing-eye dogs. There's no way I could learn to live life as a blind. Hats off to you guys who have figured it out. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
I'm currently being sexually assaulted!
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive. So if you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Here, green there, brown there. I sort glass. That's my job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
He earns money, he pays taxes. He's just like you. ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Don't throw us away.